How beautiful are the feet? Footwear seems to be an enduring battleground between mothers and adolescent daughters. This poem, which is essentially light-hearted, takes a rather bleak turn. How beautiful are the feet? There was no choice in footwear. Clark's sandals, brown and roomy, crepe rubber soles, T-strap, a buckle, gloomy brown with broad round toes, unchanging, indestructible, passed down through families across cousins. While we grew and changed, they stayed immutably the same. Mother said, "Let your toes spread, little girl. Don't let them bunch. Let them expand into this brown roundness. Don't scrunch them up. That way you'll have nice feet when you grow up. No bunions. And no, you needn't stamp your foot. Those golden shoes are not for school. They're just for parties. Once a year, yes, and don't screw up your face, my dear. And don't forget the little Chinese girl and what her mummy would have said." I am cruel to be kind to you, my toddler. I cannot shun the evil hour a moment more. When you are big, you'll thank me that your feet are small. In tiny golden slippers, your feet will be a sign of beauty. I have to bend your toes like this, bandage them tightly, put a stone on top of them when you're asleep. I have to break your bones, your will, my little girl. Your will is in your feet. Your beauty, too. If your feet can fit these 3-inch slippers, you'll be subservient to a wealthy husband. If not, you'll be the servant of a poor man or no man at all. I feel each breaking bone as if it were my own. So, my dear, think how fortunate you are to feel that ruminous, that leather strong. Now buckle up your sandals. Run along.